WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There have been some television shows which use a documentary style, like An American Family, which was on PBS, and NBC show Lifeline. TV critic David Bianculli has a review of a new program that uses this style to show police officers at work.
A year ago, New York superstation WWOR tried to syndicate a new show called The Street. It was shot on the streets of Newark, New Jersey, and it had actors portraying cops, supposedly going through their everyday and every night routines. But the scripts were bad, the actors weren't much better, and nothing about the street seemed real. The show flopped. Now there's a show on the Fox Broadcasting Network that's also about cops on the beat, but this one is as real as it gets. It's called Cops. It's in its third month on Fox, and it's quickly becoming one of that network's biggest hits. It's easy to see why, too, because Cops is fascinating. It's filmed in Broward County, Florida, and each episode follows real police and detectives as they do their jobs. Setting up drug stings, arresting or posing as prostitutes, investigating accidents, helping people who need help, and getting involved in a lot of nasty domestic disputes. There's no narration, no host, no linear storyline, just a camera and sound crew catching what these men and women do on and off duty. In the most recent installment of Cops, two officers arrive at the scene of one domestic dispute where the wife seems to have a legitimate complaint.
What triggered it off is when he sprayed me in the face with Armorall, okay? I don't like getting sprayed right in the face holding the baby with Armorall.
They go into the house, and the husband, who's bigger than either of the cops, stands there defiantly and challenges them.
I pay rent here, man.
Good.
You don't pay rent here.
Sit down.
I didn't touch you yet. Don't worry about it. Don't touch me, man.
Sit down.
Don't touch me.
Sit.
I don't have to sit down.
Now sit.
They arrest him, put him in the back of their squad car, and start taking more information from the wife. In any normal TV cop show, one written by a scriptwriter, that would be that. But the guy in the back of the cop car isn't through yet. Even though he's handcuffed, he starts bashing his head against the window as hard as he can.
DNA!
Get shackles.
Shackles ain't gonna help him.
All right, so...
DNA!
You hog tie him and put him on a thing.
Just open the door.
He's stupid.
Open the door.
He's just tacking on charges. It doesn't matter to me. Shackles
DNA!
Aren't gonna do any good.
DNA!
Finally, they shackle the guy, who's named Danny, and drive him to jail as he delivers a monologue about police injustice.
There's people out there selling crack, smoking it, robbing people, and you take a guy out of his living room for having a couple beers.
That's not why you're going to jail. I could kill.
The bleeps are theirs, not ours. Obscene language is edited out of this show, and sometimes the faces of the people arrested and of the undercover cops are altered by a computer just enough to keep them from being identified. That, and the notice at the start of each show that says that all suspects in Cops are innocent until proven guilty, allows this Fox show to go about the business of watching Broward County cops go about theirs. I grew up in Broward County, so I recognize the hotspots, the expressways, the cop cars, and the residential neighborhoods. This is the real thing from start to finish, and executive producers John Langley and Malcolm Barber capture it without getting too intrusive or fancy. Cops is the most positive thing TV's done for the image of cops since Hill Street Blues. If you haven't seen it yet, check out Cops on your local Fox affiliate on Saturday nights. You'll find it arresting.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.